This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy on Sunday defended President Joe Biden's new directives requiring millions of workers to get vaccinated against the coronavirus under the possible threat of losing their jobs, although there is widespread opposition from Republican state governors. Murthy told ABC's This Week that the step is not unusual, but instead is an appropriate response. With about 150,000 new Delta variant coronavirus cases and about 1,500 more deaths being recorded daily in the United States, Biden last week directed businesses with 100 employees or more to mandate vaccinations for their workers. Employees who refused to get vaccinated would undergo weekly testing for COVID-19. About 80 million workers throughout the U.S. could be affected by the Biden mandate. Those who refuse to comply with one of the two options, vaccination or testing, could lose their jobs. The president also ordered about 2.5 million workers employed by the federal government to get the shot if they haven't already. He ended a previous option for government employees to opt out of vaccination in favor of weekly tests. Republican Governor Pete Ricketts of Nebraska told Fox News Sunday that the president's orders are what he called an egregious overreach by the national government. He said, "You shouldn't have to make a choice between keeping your job or getting a jab in the arm. There's just a lot of people who don't know what to trust right now." Britain's health ministry announced Sunday it would reverse its decision to require so-called vaccine passports for Britons entering nightclubs and bars. The health minister said Sunday the idea, which faced pushback from conservatives, had been shelved but would be reconsidered if rates of COVID